Here's another issue. Business leaders have been waiting for more information about President Obama's plan to fix the banking system. The administration wants to get rid of financial firms' so-called toxic assets. The challenge is to take all those bundles of mortgages and other securities that nobody can sell and find somebody willing to buy them for billions. So the administration wants to invest in the assets with the help of private partners who have an idea of what to do with them. The big investor Wilbur Ross is among those who may get involved, provided the government shares the cost and the risk. Wilbur Ross has made billions restructuring troubled companies like steel mills. Now he would have to examine piles of mortgages, some valuable, some worthless.
Our objective is to try to come into things where the perception of risk is much more severe than the actual risk that you're taking.
Do you think that is true of some of these mortgage-backed securities now?
I think it will get to be and is getting to be, but it's a landmine in that in a lot of cases the perception is right. There was a tremendous amount of very bad paper put on, and something like one out of every 10 mortgages, even counting all the high-quality ones, are now in arrears.
Well, that gets right back to that fundamental question. Why on earth would you say this is a moment when I might be willing to throw a few billion dollars into that market?
Part of the reason is that the government program will provide a fairly high degree of leverage at a relatively low interest rate. You're only putting up maybe 10 or 15% as much in cash as the purchase price.
You'd put in some of your own money, and it would be mixed with a whole lot of money borrowed from the government at a good interest rate.
And yeah, good interest rate, and what it does is two things. One, in case you're right, it magnifies the return that you would achieve. And in case you're wrong, you have a relatively smaller exposure.
You're not going to be bankrupted by this.
Exactly. So I think it's a very intelligent program. It provides a higher probability of the government recovering some, if not all, of its investment, and yet it brings some capital into the process. And perhaps most importantly, it puts those toxic assets in the hands of people who are somewhat familiar with dealing with that kind of situation, as opposed to leaving it with government people who probably are not that familiar.
If you're going to share the risk with the government, do you also share the profits, assuming there aren't any?
Yeah, there's generally a profit-sharing formula.
As you point out, Mr. Ross, there is debt that's so-called bad debt, but not really that risky, and there's debt that's very, very risky and might never get repaid. Isn't the government going to want investors like you to get it all off their hands, even the really risky stuff?
Oh, surely, but the question is, what do you pay for the combined package? You'll have some strips that are better than others. And so it's really a question of trying to figure out what's the right aggregate price given both the risk and the upside considerations.
Well, are you willing, if it comes to that, to take a package that includes presumably billions of dollars in debt that you've got a very low chance of recovering?
Well, as long as there's a very low price being paid for them, it could make sense. To us, the biggest key, and I think it's frankly the part that's the trickiest for government to sort through, is how do you provide private sector with enough time and enough information that proper due diligence can be done, and then one can at least make a reasoned judgment as to what to pay for what. That, to me, is the most essential element in the whole thing.
Wilbur Ross, it's always good to talk with you.
Nice to chat with you.
He's chairman of W.L. Ross and spoke with us from his home in Florida.